Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is what we get.
Would that fall under irony?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very, very ironic. Like, if Alanis Morissette were to redo her song, she could throw this in there. Come on, man.
Well, that's how the universe works for you lately, right?
Truth. Always. Always has. I learned my lesson almost immediately. Buzz family, oh my God, what we're talking about is take it, Chris.
Stacy decided to make us all JSAF cloth masks. And they are every bit the Betsy Johnson quality that I expect from her.
They may save our lives. You hear us? I've got it on. We cannot do a radio show with these on.
No, this would be very difficult and annoying.
Have you seen people on the news reporting live from places and they've got their mask on?
I do. You can't understand a word that they're saying. It's like going in from the drive-thru.
Exactly. Man, for the past week, we have been, or at least I have been, saying, all right, cool, if I have to legally wear one, I will. Of course, I'll follow all the rules. Mm-hmm. We know that Laszlo has one. He hates wearing it, but he still complies. And we've just been like, nah, nope.
Well, I don't want to say that we need to not wear masks because of the fashion statement of...
That's my problem with it. It's not fashionable. It doesn't make me look better. It makes me look weird, like I'm about to go scrub into some surgery.
I don't know. I did kind of like the fact that when you're wearing the masks, you don't have to have any expression in your mouth. There's no smiling. I've heard women are saying that men are no longer asking them to smile.
Oh, okay. You dropped a smile right there. Go pick it up.
Are you going to be wearing it now that it has JSAF on it?
I mean, it's branding for us. Any kind of publicity is good publicity, even if it's across my damn mouth. Mm-hmm. But the way it's we got the same looking one.
Yeah.
It's black and I can't even tell, like a 1970s sparkly font.
Bright glitter. I do wish Stacy would have asked for measurements of our face.
Is yours too small?
It doesn't fit at all.
Oh, no.
And it hurts around the ears. But Stacy, if you're listening, I love this so much.
Yes, thanks for the face mask, Stace.
We're going to wear it all the time.
No, Chris, it sounds bad when we do a radio show with a mask on. Can't do that.
We have to keep safe, and we have to stop our droplets from infecting others. I can't do this.
I can't do it either. Okay, we have to. Well, we're not going to do the show with this damn mask on.
No, it's stuck. I can't get it off.
If you have them, if you're wearing them, good for you. Very proud of you. Now we've got them. Now we can take Uber.
Yes, we can. You're going to be required. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a funny little way they're going to require it, too.
What is it? It starts on the 18th, so you have 4 more days to not wear a mask if you're riding Uber, if they're even around. This is what we get. This is what I get for saying I would rather wear my prom dress again than this.
Stacy going to make you a prom dress?
My mom still has mine. In my closet. Oh, God. I hope she doesn't get any ideas.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I feel like that music goes perfectly with The Buzz, but I learned a very long time ago that in radio, you just don't ask the question, why do you play this but not this? Because honestly, it never makes any sense.
What? When did you learn that?
Well, I started in radio 12 years ago, and I learned that lesson 11 years, 364 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You cannot. It doesn't make sense why we play one artist and then we don't play another. We get the texts all the time. I get it, Buzz Family. I get it. I don't know the algorithm.
We don't know.
Anything. Remember the music video for Alanis Morissette's Ironic?
Vaguely. I know she's driving something.
A big old car. A kind of car I think you would like.
Why do you say that?
Because it was huge. And it looked like it could get in an accident and be totally fine.
So a nice big quality vehicle.
Yes.
Nice.
I wonder what kind of car it is. But yeah, she's singing to herself in the video. She's driving and singing, throwing stuff at each other.
Talking about ironic things.
Yeah, it's like she had a really big budget for the music video and she pocketed it all and just shot it.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
We got two local things going on. Local from St. Louis, but still huge events. Mm-hmm. So it's in Missouri. It counts as local. Chris, you've got 10 things that happened on this day in history. Let's kick it off with what happened on this day in 2016.
Gabriel Medina becomes the first surfer to launch a backflip in competition.
As he comes off the bottom, look at that, upside down with a little bit of a tweak to it. And he's looking at the judges going, well, what else do I have to do?
Show off.
He got all fives, or perfect scores. 5-10.
Just staying on the board is hard. And this guy's got to introduce a backflip. Thanks, buddy. Way to make it hard for people to try it.
On this day in 2012, scientists at Stanford University develop a prototype for the bionic eye.
Those are used to help people see. Like, connects to things so that they can see again. That's so crazy that we have that kind of technology.
Is it also for people who have lots of money who can get, like, a computer eye and they can zoom in on people?
Yes, I'm sure that they also have a little hack in there to see people naked, too. I mean, if you're going to spend so much money on a bionic eye...
Why not?
Yeah, throw a little fun in there. No one will know. Okay, that's awful. Sound like Chuck Berry. Okay.
On this day in 1998, the last we are in May, so we're seeing lots of last episodes of television shows. Here it is. One of the most popular ones. You know what this is?
Of course.
This is the younger generation.
I don't know. I hope so. The younger generation knows about the Golden Girls and stuff, so hopefully they know about Seinfeld. Did you like that show?
Seinfeld? I was a little too young to quite get it, maybe. It just kind of went over my head. I didn't know. But Golden Girls is way better.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of Kramer on the show.
Why not?
I just felt like he needed to get his life together.
He was an entrepreneur. He had so many little things going on trying to make money. He was a go-getter. I loved him.
I don't know about this. Is that the character of Seinfeld that you relate to the most?
I identify with, yes.
Yes. I dance like Elaine, so.
All right. I can see that. On this day in 91, somebody created the world's largest burrito. Mm. Here's an overly enthusiastic reporter describing.
A new world record has been established. Wilmington has built the world's biggest burrito. This is a historic event.
I feel like English is not that guy's primary language. It's like, all right, I'm coming over here to do this. And you know what happened one day after the world's largest burrito was created? Somebody created the world's largest poop.
Jordan.
What?
You know what happened the day after that? The water sanitary got clogged.
Moving on.
Mm. On this day in 1973, the Supreme Court approves equal rights to females in the military.
Thank you so much. 1973. I just did a little research, and the United States military was founded in 1775.
Mm-hmm.
With the math that I did off air, because we do not do math on air, that means it only took 198 years for women to get equal rights in the military. It probably couldn't even join for a while. I get that, but still, just throwing these numbers out there. 198 years.
Appreciated that math off air. On this day in 1968, the Beatles announced the formation of the Apple Corps. Here's John Lennon explaining what that is.
It's a company we're setting up which involves records, films, electronics, which make records and films work, and what's it called, manufacturing.
So basically they wanted to get all the money that people were siphoning off of them.
Yes, because the Beatles don't have enough. If I know any band that's been screwed with royalties, it's the Beatles. Actually, that's true, because Michael Jackson bought the rights to their music after a conversation with Paul McCartney about how that would be a great investment.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1932, the We Want Beer anti-prohibition parade occurred in New York.
And the symbol of that feeling was a great beer parade in New York City. Marched all day and far into the night, 150,000 people in line.
That's a big parade.
Yeah, when you make it something that people really, really, really feel strongly about, they will march all day and night until their legs hurt. They had no alcohol for 12 years at this point, and it was the Depression. I remember seeing a sign from the pictures from the We Want Beer anti-prohibition parade that said, we want beer and we'll stop being depressed.
That's interesting. Well, on this day, locally in the state in Missouri, 1904, the first Olympic Games in the United States took place in St. Louis.
That's incredible.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. The first ones in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up some of the events.
What were they?
Boxing, dumbbells.
Like where you just lift dumbbells?
I guess. And then freestyle wrestling.
With or without clothes?
I don't know. I didn't click into that link. Sometimes you just don't want to know. Freestyle wrestling. What is that? Isn't that what the WWE does?
I think so.
It's like acting plus wrestling?
Yeah. On this day in 1878, the last witchcraft trial began in Salem after a woman accused a man of harming her with his mind. Jordan, what movie is this from?
Watch out for those weirdos.
We are the weirdos, mister.
The Craft!
Yes!
Oh, I love that movie. I love that line, too. I feel like that is what our show is.
Oh, absolutely.
A bunch 100%. Of weirdos. We are the weirdos. Mm-hmm. Also, they're remaking The Craft. I don't know why. There's some movies you don't touch. Like, don't make remake Back to the Future. Don't remake The Craft. You're never going to find a Fairuza Balk. You're not. She existed in the 90s. She was crazy. I think she still is. Played that part great.
Do they have any casting?
Yeah, it's all people that I have no idea who the hell they are. So, come on. Don't remake The Craft. Sorry. That's from my heart.
Also a little local as well. In 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition began in St. Louis to discover this giant Louisiana Purchase we just did.
That didn't look like a fun trip.
Can you imagine going that long of a trip without a GPS or a map because you have to create it as you go along?
No. I also can't imagine being in a canoe with someone for that long. You gotta be real good friends. You know, like when you start dating someone and you're like, I can tell how good this relationship is gonna be by if we travel together. Lewis and Clark. Anyway, what's going on with unofficial holidays, Chris?
National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to churches, you get those honey butter buttermilk biscuits.
Ooh.
Oh, so good. It's Dance Like a Chicken Day.
The hell?
I don't know if it's the Chicken Dance Day or Dance Like a Chicken Day. No.
Now it's going to be in your head.
That song was not on our wedding playlist. I refuse.
Is that supposed to be on a wedding playlist?
Everybody plays it around here.
I haven't been to a wedding in a long time. I remember that Chicken Dance used to play at the roller skating rink that we would go to as kids. So you'd do the Chicken Dance on roller skates? Stupid.
Yeah, it's not
this was before the internet, kids. We didn't have TikTok. All right, and the last unofficial holiday.
National Underground Day.
Underground.
The National Underground America Day recognizes the approximately 6,000 people who live in some form of underground architecture across North America. There's mole people living in America. 6,000 of them.
Ooh. Do you think Oscar the Grouch counts? Do you ever see when Oscar the Grouch would go down into his trash can? It was huge what was going on.
Was
down
it?
There. Yeah. He had a TV. He had a couch.
So he didn't live in the trash can. That was just like the doorway.
Yeah. Mind blown?
That makes more sense.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
We all have our little quirks. And the thing that I like about memes, and I've dug into this very, very deeply, is memes make me feel better because they make me feel like the weird stuff that I do, other people also do.
So you feel acceptance?
Yes. Mm. With embarrassing things, you know? Like, there was this one meme that said, if she's going to cheat on me, let's see if she can cheat death, and they're loosening the lug nuts on the car.
Oh.
So it made me feel a lot better about
murdering like, your significant other?
No, loosening. She's going to cheat on me. See if she can cheat death. But I've got a list of things that apparently everybody does, but nobody talks about it. Things like, have you ever, do you also have a panic attack when you're trying to put change in your wallet at the cash register at the grocery store?
Oh,
right. It's all going to be things okay. like this. We'll go over okay. them coming up in 10.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Okay, I found this list. I do almost all of them. And you're an interesting guy, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you do.
I'm nervous because the coins waiting while people are waiting for you to put those, that's just sending chills down my spine. So
yeah, that's one of these when you go to the grocery store and you have a panic attack trying to put your change in your wallet.
I'm having a panic attack even just thinking about that.
Why is it so hard? And they hand you the money perfectly fine. I don't
but
know
you got to open your wallet and then they're looking at you like, why aren't you moving? My items are on the laser on the roller thing.
So much pressure. How do people?
I don't know.
All right. This is a list of, quote, literally things that literally everybody does but would never dare to admit.
Okay.
How about this one? I don't know if you would do this one, but I definitely do. Try to breathe quieter when walking up a hill so strangers don't know how out of shape you are.
More just sitting on the couch.
Oh, damn, you're out of breath sitting on the couch?
Sometimes.
You are just tall and thin.
I hate loud breathers.
How about this one? When you look into an aquarium and you try to communicate with the fish. You ever done that?
Yeah, I try to telepathically speak to them.
Yeah, and tell them what? You can have a conversation with a fish?
I heard can only remember about 3 seconds, so it's be an enthralling conversation after every turn.
Ah, a fish and our youth. 3 seconds of memory. I got it. Have you ever been so deep in thought that you don't remember driving and just hoped that you stopped at all the red lights?
Every single time I get in the car.
Your mind is just somewhere else. I'm like, oh, God, did I hit somebody?
There's moments when I've gone through 7 stoplights, and I don't remember a single one of them. I hope they were all green.
Exactly. Have you ever blown on your food to cool it down, but if it isn't cool enough for when you put it in your mouth, the way that this is written is perfect. It's written, blow on your food to cool it down, but if it isn't, when the food goes in your mouth, you go,
Yes. And then you gotta suck in quickly to get more cool air to replenish it.
Drink water that cools it down, but then you burned your mouth.
But then it also dilutes the flavor.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
Exactly. Or Cap'n Crunch. I don't know what it is about that cereal, but that scrapes the roof of your mouth first bite, and it's not fun anymore.
Cheese grater.
Have you ever had to Google a question that was so dumb you had to Google it using incognito mode?
I can say I don't think I've done that. Do you have an example?
I'm not telling him on the radio. No. God. Have you ever had to restart a song that's already in the middle because you feel like you haven't enjoyed it the way it deserves?
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. What song?
Any song by Sarah Bareilles.
Moving on. Have you ever known somebody was lying, but you can't say anything because of how you found out?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, like if you're snooping, somebody's phone, and then you know that they're lying in your face, but you can't tell them.
Yeah, you can never reveal information that if you didn't have a warrant, you wouldn't know.
Mm. Yeah. Some people do.
Reveal information?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. Like, if you're going through someone's phone, and then you know this, and then they're describing you, and then you're also kind of talking with them, and then you're supposed to not have any idea about it.
I once had a girl that I was dating look through my phone every time I went to the bathroom, and she got mad because she found nothing. Nothing!
Because she's dating someone who really doesn't...
No, I had another phone. What a dumbass. Come on. All right, and the last one, literally... Things literally everyone does, but no one dares to admit. This one hits home. I mean, we may not even be able to ever do this one again. So kind of go back in your memory before COVID.
Okay.
Picture yourself at a movie theater.
Yes. Okay?
And then when the sign comes on that says silence your phone, mm-hmm. you pull your phone out and double check your phone to make sure it's on silent, even though your phone has been on silent since 2012.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
It was a shock to turn on the news and see this first news story everywhere this mm-hmm. morning.
Melissa Etheridge, she is from Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Her son, Beckett Cipher, passed away. She wrote on Twitter, "Today I joined the hundreds of thousands of families who have lost loved ones due to opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. My son Beckett, who was just 21, struggled to overcome his addiction and finally succumbed to it today. He will be missed by those who loved him, his friends, and his family."
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
That one hits hard because I have a close family member that has struggled with opioid addiction in the past, and it is
really?
Not an easy thing to deal with. It can tear down so many things, and you just want them to... You'll do anything to help them.
I didn't know that about you, Chris.
Not something that I go talking about a lot, but I just want to know that...
I'm sure.
It can affect anybody.
And the people around
them,
too.
Yeah, and you just have... They can put on that smile every day, but they are struggling deep inside.
Yeah, just making it to the end of every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Chris, I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so sorry that... You deal with that.
But
I thought I knew everything about you.
There's a lot that still needs to be uncovered, but he's in a very good place right now. He's
your family member.
Yeah, getting the help and on a good path right now.
Okay, that's amazing.
But it was a struggle to get there for sure.
Wow. Proud of you and your family for sticking by him. Okay, do you want me to hit a button or do you want to do some more news?
Let's get some positive
news.
Okay,
I love you.
We've got some live music this weekend.
Oh, what?
And it's not necessarily buzz music,
okay.
But it is live music, which I know people are wanting or are needing.
Foaming at the mouth.
Yes. Knucklehead Saloon will reopen and feature local band Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. The owner said, "We're just trying to focus, see what we can do. We want to go with the flow, make it happen, and do whatever we can." His normal capacity is around 2,000, so a 10% cap. 200 people they'll allow in or so. And if you aren't comfortable going to the live shows, they do plan on live streaming all of their upcoming concerts.
Oh, right. Yeah. For all of us that have to go to bed earlier or do not want to put a bra back on. Yeah, that's a huge venue. Knuckleheads is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I went to Knuckleheads, Uber took me there. And I was like, oh, my God, you're bringing me somewhere to kill me. There's no way there's a music venue down here. And then, boom, there was.
Mm.
All right, Knuckleheads.
Yes. Well, since late last month, Jordan, Overland Park has been operating its farmer's market in a drive-through format.
Mm-hmm.
So you drive through the line to order your vegetables?
That's so white. God!
This weekend, the city will allow walk-up shopping at the farmer's market at 6000 College Boulevard, as well as Lenexa. They're opening up so you can go get your fresh produce this weekend. City officials said it's critical for people to have access to fresh food during these times.
True, true. Also, with the way you held your hand up, I thought you were going to say, fondle your own melons. But no. All right. What else is going on?
In my vocabulary.
Okay. Farmer's market's opening up. Okay, yeah.
Yes, and this will be the last weekend that you'll be able to ride in an Uber without a face mask. Because starting Monday, Uber will require anyone in an Uber vehicle to wear a face mask or covering.
Yeah, but like, how do they know?
You have to self-verify on the app.
Okay, Lyft is doing this.
Yep.
We talked about that earlier this
week.
And
the drivers have to take an additional selfie verification where the photograph has to detect a mask on your face. Yeah. So enjoy your maskless rides in Uber this weekend.
Hey, you remember how Lyft said that their rule is that they have to have the windows down?
Yeah, I do.
For the entire ride?
Yeah.
Let's research and see if the same with Uber.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Oh, man. I know this is a first world problem, but we are in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. And there's just been so much talk of TikTok.
That's like a modern Vine-ish, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's just videos, short little videos. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't funny.
Is there a length limit?
I don't know the answer to that. I feel like, I don't know. It seems short, but there's also other videos that go on forever.
Yeah.
But the Buzz family has been texting us in that a couple of our new songs on our playlist are from TikTok, songs that are really popular on TikTok.
They call them TikTok songs.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome,
assisting
Jordan.
Me with that layup. Thank you very much, Christopher. Oh, no. But so I have to do what the Buzz family does. Have to.
Does this mean you're getting a TikTok finally?
I got one. I haven't made any videos yet. I have no idea how to do that. I really feel like a grandmother with her jitterbug phone in this world of TikTok. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happens when you swipe.
What's the average age of the users that you're seeing?
Wasn't it like 16 or something? I think there's an average. It's like 16 to 20.
So young, like 5 to 10 times less, younger than you.
Mm-hmm. But I wish that was my problem. Here, check this out. My friend told me that it's great because TikTok is basically like video memes. Short little bloop, bloop, bloop. And okay. It learns what you like and then starts showing you videos like that.
Oh, that's good.
So yesterday I went on TikTok. It was 5:30. Went on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at some videos. A couple were stupid. Then a couple were like funny. So I liked them. And a couple more were stupid. Then like 5 that were really funny. So I could feel the algorithm kind of starting to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's when my friend texted me
mm-hmm.
that with TikTok, you have to, quote, like wisely.
What
because it will start showing you more videos like the things that you like. So do you really like that? Do you really want to see more content like that? Or no? Is this just one funny video?
So a like isn't showing support for someone. It's show me more like this.
Both. Yes, it is both. The numbers of likes go on the videos on TikTok, but okay. Also it helps create an algorithm of the videos that you
can you see the videos that other people have liked.
I don't know. Again, I'm an old lady with like a jitterbug phone. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm surprised that I've made it this far, but I just have used the like button on TikTok and swiped up and down and save. And I really don't appreciate my friend telling me 20 minutes after I started this and I started liking videos like a bandit that you need to like wisely, because now there was this one video that I liked and now I'm seeing nothing but videos like it, and I feel like the police are going to arrest me.
Well, what video was it? If the police are going to arrest you? Jordan, that's you're scaring me.
It's just weird. It's weird. I feel like they should arrest me.
What kind, like, why? What would the crime be that would be committed?
Okay, the video that I liked that now I'm seeing a lot, it was a video of a golden retriever in a bathroom, and its back legs are in the toilet, and it's using the toilet. And now all I get on TikToks are videos of animals going to the bathroom.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
Well, I just learned a lesson the hard way.
What's that?
You can't quietly view TikTok videos on the toilet because they make sound.
Does it echo in there?
Yeah, it's very, very, very embarrassing.
At least there should be no one in there, right?
Well, you would think. That's not how it works for us. Chris, you have a TV show that you texted me you were watching, and
I'm into it.
I'm lost for words. We'll talk about it right after.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
Still haven't found the words yet. I'm just really proud of you.
Why?
Because of the show that you texted me that you were watching.
I'm kind of embarrassed by it, though.
Yes. That's why.
Oh.
I love it. I'm not embarrassed by it. Like, no? On the inside, I am such a basic bitch.
Well, I just wanted something fresh, something kind of shallow, and just something easy to watch.
Fresh? So you turned on The Hills? How did you get to that point? What did you see on Netflix that you're like, nah, I'm not going to watch that. I'm going to watch The Hills.
I'm not tired of The Office or Parks, but I just want something new. And on Hulu, I was just scrolling, and it came up as a start season one, episode one. So I did watch the first episode, and it hooked me.
The Hills.
Yes.
The show that has Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
Yes.
As the theme song.
Mm-hmm. That is enthralling my mind and occupying my time.
Why is it enthralling to you? This show was on, what, 2006 to 10.
14 years ago.
Oh, God!
They're my age, so we have that similarity.
During the show, the characters in The Hills, mm-hmm. MTV's The Hills.
You keep saying it like that.
Well, because it's kind of a throwback at this point. I'm impressed that you found it, but...
I knew of it and watched a little bit of it, but did not pay any attention to it when it was out. But now, just with the immature, shallow drama, I can't stay away. I don't know why. I hate it, but I love it.
How do you feel when you watch the show?
Like a 16-year-old girl.
Okay.
I get
is that
all
a nice feeling?
Yesterday in bed, I was watching.
Whoa.
I was watching it on my laptop, mm-hmm. and I turned to Alex. I'm like, hey, Heidi just did this. And she just looked at me, and she's like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, because your wife... along with me and everyone else on Earth, watched it when it happened. I don't know why either. The same exact reasons that you just listed off why you're now watching The Hills in 2020 mm-hmm. was why we watched it way back in the day. Way back in the day.
They're children.
Yeah.
But I felt a connection with some of the characters, the hardworkingness of Lauren. And then the attitude of Heidi.
Did you know anything about, like, what she became after all of that? Have you done this research?
I know Heidi and Spencer are living happily ever after.
Yeah, but...
I've only started season two, so I have no idea what happens.
Okay, so... Do you have, like, clips or anything from this we can talk about?
I do, yes.
Okay, we're going to do it right after this.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
All right, The Hills. Feel the rain on your skin. The most basic show... That was a spinoff of what? Do you remember?
Laguna Beach.
Nice job, Chris. You know your early MTV.
Yeah, I saw that on a Christmas marathon the last season.
I'm glad that we're doing this on a Thursday because then I can tell Lazo the reason we're talking about The Hills on The Buzz is because it's Throwback Thursday mm-hmm. and it works. But you, Chris, have just discovered The Hills.
Yeah.
On Hulu?
Yes. Yep. Okay.
And what character do you feel... Like you, why are you watching this?
I don't know why, but okay. I it's the vapidness of it, the shallow immaturity. It's like I don't want to say look down on these people because that's not it, but it's like how can you think this way? I don't know.
You mean these privileged white kids who have everything
and
in front of them?
The slightest inconvenience, their world just is shattered.
Okay, that's why we all hated the show too. Back when it was on, mm-hmm. and that's why we all watched it. It's a train wreck. You want to see nothing more than pretty privileged people get their ass handed to them. And I remember that one of the bosses on the show did that.
Is that why the people like the show?
No one knows why they like stuff like this. I mean,
yeah, that the mean boss,
Lisa, right?
Yes.
That was her name. How do I remember the mean boss's first name from The Hills? But I'm telling you, I forgot my niece's name like last week.
She's kind of sexy.
Oh,
in a way.
Okay.
Like just that there's something about a strong, powerful, domineering woman that'll just not take any crap.
See, I remember it differently when I watched The Hills. And I haven't been refreshed in a very long time. Mm-hmm. But I just remember her getting more and more and more haggard as like the seasons went on. Just because she was so tired of these... girl's S.
Yeah, her teeth get a little more crooked and the warts grow on the nose.
Yeah, and her hair is just like, I don't even care that we're on TV right now. I don't care. These people are so stupid. So, I remember when I watched the show, I always, identified with Lauren. Is that the...
Yeah, the hardworking young woman who will do anything to succeed in her internships.
What a privileged-ass white chick that's beautiful and has a camera crew following her in these situations. How did we think they were believable? Anyway, you brought some clips from The Hills. What's going on in this one?
This is Heidi. This kind of encompasses, I suppose, that generation who thinks... Well, as soon as they graduate college, they just get what they want right away.
And it usually takes someone being in the industry for a very long time to land on the fun type of, I want to organize a party.
Really? Position. It's not like right away, you don't get to do that.
No.
No?
No.
Oh my God, that's like radio.
Where you have to work for years and years and years and years on the weekends before you even get a chance?
Yes, overnights. Your boss has to tell you that you're the worst radio person ever, and like you have to go to therapy and stuff just to get good enough to talk to nobody, but make it sound like you're talking to somebody. People think you just come in here and talk with your friends about stuff. This is not as easy of a job as you think. That lady's right. Lisa's right. Okay.
That's not the case?
No, it is not. You don't just come off the street and do a radio show, damn it.
Right, and so now she's wondering, why can't I just go in and do it? And here's the boss asking her what she's willing to do to get it.
I mean, would you be willing to work in retail sales?
You mean like actually working the floor and stuff?
Actually working the floor and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Right, because she's a privileged.
Working and being on your feet, folding the clothes that she wants to model. Yeah, that's not going to be happening.
Exactly, because a camera crew is following her for her MTV show.
Do they actually work there?
I don't think so. I don't. I mean, no, there's no way.
I feel like the there's no HR protocol followed in any of these situations.
No, not at all. And we are talking about... Throwback Thursday, talking about The Hills, because Chris just realized that it was a show and is now watching it in 2020, even though it came out in 2006. Yeah. I thought I was a Lauren, but this boss lady that's mean?
Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah, I kind of get her character now.
Here's her telling Lauren the rules.
But what I really want you to do is to understand that you're working, you're not partying, you're not playing, you're not sitting down. If I see you sitting, hanging out, you'll be gone.
That's what you tell us every single morning.
Right! I'm like, Stacy, Dustin, Chris, no fun, no talking in between breaks. Do your research. But that's because this is a business. This is a job.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to have fun. We're here to have fun on the radio.
No, but I do appreciate the similar way that you bring light to a problem.
What?
And who are these people? This is Brian. And Adrina and David.
Nobody should be sitting here yet. Okay? We'll talk about it on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you misspeak, I have to correct you. You know, you're learning.
Yeah, nothing like waiting the entire weekend.
I'm sorry.
About what we're going to have to discuss on Monday.
Oh, you make me sound like such a mean boss.
You make me feel like Heidi.
I can't handle it. I can hardly handle it now. It's just so hard. Like, it's harder for me than for you, though. Because, like, I'm at this job that I absolutely hate. I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna quit.
Wait a minute. Do you identify with her? Is that how you feel here on the show?
I'm identifying more and more with her, Lisa. Jordan?
Oh. Wait, did you just miss...
No.
Chris, do I really treat you like that?
You're a little nicer.
Right. But I expect good results when we get on air. You know, this is a job. You got to do the job. It's not just fun and hanging out. You got to work. You've got to research. You got to have your information before you go on the air.
It's true.
You got to know what you're talking about. You got to have things happen in real life on the air, which is why we don't talk, and I forbid you guys to talk when the microphones are off. What's wrong with that? Oh my God, do you really feel like that?
Not all the time, but there are moments when you rip the breath out of my soul.
Wow.
But you're quick to return it.
That sounds abusive, Christopher. Hey, you know what?
What?
How far are you on the show?
The beginning of season 2.
Oh, damn it. I was going to ruin it for you.
What? Don't ruin it for me. This is a 14-year-old show.
Lauren never goes to Paris. She will always be known as the girl who never goes to Paris.
Lauren didn't go to Paris.
Thank you.
She's going to always be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris.
Chris?
Yeah?
You are always going to be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Just to recap your 7 a.m. news, we had the sad passing of Melissa Etheridge's 21-year-old son. We also talked about Johnson County's farmers markets opening up again, and it's this weekend, so you can fondle the fruit with your bare hands.
Yes.
Also, starting Monday, Uber will be joining Lyft in requiring a mask if you want a ride from them. And Knuckleheads is opening up on Friday for a show.
Yes, and while we do have the live shows opening on Friday, the Event Safety Alliance says moshing and crowd surfing should be banned when the music finally returns.
No, I never got to crowd surf.
Well, you're not going to be able to. They say moshing and crowd surfing are violations of social distancing, per se, and must be absolutely prohibited during this pandemic.
All right, during the pandemic is fine, but mate, you have to let us be able to have it.
Afterwards?
Like, yeah, because, I mean, think about it. When you go to a concert, small area, lots of jumping around, you're literally wearing someone else's sweat, you know?
When I was at the Fall Out Boy concert in 07, my shirt was drenched in other people's sweat.
Yeah. Ooh, seems so gross now, right? But when you're there, you're like, yeah, it's cooling me off.
It was pretty gross back then, too.
All right, fine. What else is in the news?
U.S. grocery prices are, I don't know if skyrocketing is the right term, but they went up 2% last month, which is the sharpest rise since 1974. And consumers are paying up to 5% more for their beef and eggs and meat. And this jump came in a month when more than 20 million Americans lost their job, driving 20% of households into food insecurity.
I just hope that extra cash is going to, like, the chickens. You know? Like, because they're the ones that are having to produce these eggs faster than they had to before.
You want the chickens to get a raise.
Yes.
Higher quality food?
No, I think that, yes, that, and they should have a real nice nest to sit on. I don't know. I'm just picturing it in my head.
Little,
you know,
chicken
like,
in a tux?
Like when we were all out of milk, and I was like, oh, I feel so bad for those cows. That's the one who's getting, you know? All right, anyway, keep going.
Okay. Are you running out of fresh at-home exercise ideas?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what I've run out of at-home exercising ideas. We all have.
Well, you can try crawling. It's great for strengthening core muscles, lessening back pain and hip stiffness, and correcting years of physical damage. A professional trainer, Tim Anderson, says you were made to crawl. He's a staunch crawling advocate. What's a staunch crawling advocate?
I don't know. That doesn't go on your dating profile. So you can. So a good exercise at home is to crawl.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been crawling with my daughter, but that's not for exercise.
The only time I crawl at my apartment is when I'm so hungover and I need to make it to the toilet.
Once a week?
What else is going on in the news, Chris?
There's a study out of Thailand saying cats can spread the coronavirus to other cats.
What?
Without either of them having symptoms.
One more time for the cat people.
Cats can spread coronavirus, according to a study out of Thailand, to other cats with no symptoms required. They think it's possible to spread from people to cats to people again, though researchers are not confirming that. Health experts say there are two things you can do to cut the chances of giving or getting COVID from your cat.
Uh-huh. What are they?
Keep your surfaces clean.
Okay.
And don't kiss your pet.
There goes my weekend.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Well, I learned from the last time, Chris, that we are never going to the casino together again.
Why not?
Do you not remember what happened?
I do. We went there and you put some money into a machine, yep. And then we had a fabulous meal.
Oh, no, no. You're missing a very important detail, Chris.
What?
I put money into the machine, and then you stood there and just kept pulling the handle down. So you were betting my money.
I asked if I could pull the handle down for you once, and then you just didn't resume your activity, so I just continued it. I was helping you out.
You weren't helping me out because I didn't win anything. And then you blamed me and said that I lost the money. How can I lose the money if you were the one pulling the damn handle?
You were on the screens you have the different, the
choices,
arrows. And
yeah,
the
yeah.
Your choices were wrong.
It was on the same one. It was on the same lines that were selected.
Betting the max.
Yes.
When you only put a few dollars, you can't bet the max because it just goes.
I put a 20 into that machine. I lost a 20 so fast.
Do you know what the max is on those machines? Like $7.50.
No. I have a friend who's very, I don't know what it is. She's just really good at the slot machines.
Can't be good at the slot machines.
I thought so too, but then I went to Vegas with her and it was just disgusting.
She must have just had some luck with some machines.
But she always does. She comes back from Vegas with like $10,000 and
What?
She's known to do this, and then I watched her. I didn't even bet. I just followed her around the casino in Vegas. She would go to a machine. Well, she would look and be like, that one. Go to a machine. Boom, boom, boom. Always bet the max. That was the one thing that she told me.
Why doesn't she just always do this then?
I don't know. Because maybe she doesn't want to have a gambling problem. I feel like that's a slippery slope of doing that for a living.
But if she's always winning, you said she came back with $10,000, which you can't fly with $10,000, by the way, so I'm doubting that story. But if she's always winning, why would she not just continue to, I'm going to go to Vegas and get 10 grand this weekend? Why wouldn't you do that every single weekend?
Because it's not a sure shot, Christopher.
But she knows. You said she never loses.
She does not lose. I don't know. You want to call her? We'll call her after this.
If I can get $10,000, I'm willing to call her.
I don't know what her thing is. It's like she spots a machine.
She's psychic?
Maybe. She pushes the all bet button, whatever, maximum bet. And then after a couple pulls, boom, she hits she gets a lot of money. And then she's like, I'm out of this whole casino. So in Vegas, where, you know, you can walk to and from the casinos inside.
Yeah.
Like, this is so wild. Ugh.
So how much does she put it in? What is she, like, the pennies, the nickels,
no,
the quarters?
I think she's in the dollars. I know. No. Don't you ever, when you go to a casino, like Harrah's or something like that, and then you see the people that are on, like, the dollar machines, don't you kind of silently, not judge them, but you're kind of like, mad props, bro. Mad props.
For what?
Because they're on the dollar machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so baller. They can. Yeah. Okay. I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah. Because I'm sitting over there on the penny machine going like, all right, this is it. I'm going to bet $20. That's it. Gambling problems running my family. I'm only going to do this $20. And you look over at the person that's at the dollar machine that's just betting the max and pulling the handle down. And you're just like, baller. Yeah.
You're talking $35 a press of a button.
Ouch. Oh. Well. We saw it in the news that casinos in Missouri were supposed to open tomorrow, but that's not the case.
Nope. They're hoping to reopen next month.
June 1st is the
tentative
date for casinos opening up again.
I bet you the casinos are really clean and fresh right now because nobody's smoking in the casinos.
Yeah, but I'm sure they just shut the doors and let the air and all the sin that was in there. It's just soaking into the machines and the carpet and everything. God, maybe it's because they do let you smoke in there, but I always feel like after I leave a casino, I feel like I was just rolling around on the ground of a movie theater. You know? It's just so,
so sticky?
Yeah, and you just leave and you feel like gross, don't you?
I mean, you technically are sinning.
Why?
Because you're being irresponsible with the money that you have in your possession.
Where is that in the commandments?
The 12th one.
Christopher, there's 10. I know that.
And you're a Catholic.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
You know, I am proud of these edits that I made, and maybe they won't be used here at the Buzz, but at least we could use them right now. Did a lot of work to earlier in the week. I just, you know, we listen to the music here and it's kind of a downer.
It's hard to go from a really sad, depressing song and then let's talk about something positive and then another down, depressing song. And
exactly.
It's just a roller coaster of emotion we don't need.
and nobody needs, especially right now. So I took some of our songs that I thought were, you know, like a little sad, and I just changed maybe some words, mm-hmm. or maybe even just one word earlier in the week. And here's an example of Little Lion Man. And it was your heart on
the line. I really fulfilled my patriotic duties. Didn't I, my
dear? See?
Yes.
Isn't that so much better?
Much better.
And then Nirvana's Dumb, of course.
Smart. Africa. Attractive. Africa. Stylish. Africa. Open-minded.
See?
Why do people write songs that aren't positive?
I don't know, but all you gotta do sometimes is change one word or, I don't know, rip out the gunshots.
Give you.
That was earlier in the week, and I've just got a couple more that I wanted to do because we were told by Laszlo that we can't actually swap them out.
So that means we gotta do some more, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Kay Flay's Blood in the Cut.
Yeah, that's a dark song.
It's dark. It's kind of gross. She's talking about blood.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's more a cry for help. So I changed up to make it more positive. Kay Flay's Blood in the Cut. She goes, I need a buzz of a saw. I need a crack of a whip. Need some blood in the cut. This is what the positive edit is.
A Band-Aid. Hydrogen peroxide. Medical attention for this cut.
She needs medical attention. That's what she's saying.
These are technically, these are amazing, Jordan.
Well, they're not that great. They're just more positive, you know?
Well, positive makes me feel great.
Okay. All right. I like that. See? See? But again, artist integrity, we can't actually swap out these damn songs. Yesterday, we played The Offspring's Come Out and Play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the part at the very beginning of the song, they go, you got to keep them separated. I made this one, I call this COVID edit of The Offspring's Come Out and Play.
You gotta keep social distancing.
Right?
It's accurate in the time that we're living in.
Yes. And if you've been quarantining with your puppy and you haven't had the chance to have your puppy go be social with other people, I think Florence and the Machine have a positive spin on the dog days are over with this.
Parks will open. So you
better run. All you gotta do is change one thing.
Oh, it's a catchy song and a public service announcement.
Exactly. The dog days are not over. The dog parks will open. Better than Ezra. Their song, Good. Very good one. The words go, wah-oh, it was good living with you, wah-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a breakup song, you know, like when you live with someone and it doesn't work out.
Wasn't that in the Babysitter's Club movie?
Wow. Dated reference. Thank God it's Throwback Thursday, Christopher. Well, the line goes, wah-oh, it was good living with you. But that's all that he repeats. And I think that he's kind of sarcastic in this song. So I did this to make it a little bit more positive. I remade Better Than Ezra's Good.
And we got our entire cleaning deposit back.
Yes!
That's a major thing.
Yes, they got their entire cleaning deposit back.
What a good feeling. Everybody wants their deposit back.
Exactly. And, you know, maybe it's not a breakup song anymore. Now it's uh-oh. It was good living with you, and we got our entire cleaning deposit back. I got two more for you. Three more for you. Weezer's Beverly Hills.
Great song, yes?
It's a great song, but
what's the negativity on that?
The negativity on it is how unreal it is to achieve. The song just makes it sound like, all right, everybody can get a house in Beverly Hills. But, you know, as somebody that lived out there, not in Beverly Hills, of course, as somebody that lived out in Los Angeles, it is not really attainable. So I took Beverly Hills by Weezer, and I changed it to be more realistic, which I think in the end is positive. Okay. You don't want to give people false hope.
That's true.
Okay.
Is a very expensive place.
I love the truth that you spew.
Spewing, yes. Spewing it right out of my head. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. Man.
That song was the first initiation into the teenage years for me.
Well, that's not a good initiation. It's no surprise to me I am my own worst enemy. You shouldn't be having existential crises like that. I know we do, but...
Old souls sometimes have existential crises younger than some.
Yeah, but still, the song is such a downer. You should not be thinking of yourself as your own worst enemy.
Okay, so how would you change it to make it positive?
It's no surprise,
biggest advocate.
There you go.
Everybody just needs one of those.
Flip the words.
Yeah.
It's no surprise to me. I am my biggest advocate.
That completely changes the tone and feel and message of the song.
Right. Could you imagine if we were sitting here talking about positive stuff and then we played that song instead of it being, I am my own worst enemy, it's I am my biggest advocate. But no, Lazo said no to this. The last one, I kind of changed history.
How?
Because the song is about something that happened, that actually happened. It's a retelling of a story that actually happened. And I don't know. I mean, this is a real downer. A real down classic buzz song. Everybody knows all the words.
We're trying to stay positive here, Jordan.
Exactly. We're trying to stay positive. So I decided to, just like Hollywood on Netflix did, rewrite the ending. Rewrite what happened in history.
Artistic creativity?
Yes. So I took artistic creativity to Pearl Jam's Jeremy.
No.
And did absolutely nothing else. Then went home to watch MTV.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.